Stateside, I'm Emily Fox, in for Cynthia Canty. And I'm a millennial. My generation has been described as lazy and entitled, a generation who needs instant gratification and has a short attention span. Ouch. That doesn't sound good at all, especially considering millennials will soon dominate the workplace. How will that generational shift impact the future of Michigan? Morley Winogrand has an idea. He spent most of his life in Michigan, and he's a co-author of three books on the millennial generation. Welcome to Stateside.
Delighted to be here and coincidentally be in Michigan to be able to talk to you.
That's right. I guess you live in California these days, right?
I do, but like every good Michigander, I'm up north for some time in the summer.
Well, we are very jealous. Well, Morley, you're very familiar with this group of people born in the early 1980s to early 2000s. How would you define millennials?
Millennials are America's largest and most diverse adult generation. They are an extremely united in their beliefs and optimistic generation. Despite their diversity, they tend to be in alignment on a range of issues where two-thirds of them tend to think one way and agree with their peers. So they're a very tolerant generation, and that has brought us major shifts in public opinion polling on such subjects as same-sex marriage and legalization of marijuana, all driven by this millennial generation and their upbeat attitude towards the future.
And how do you think millennials differ from baby boomers in these characteristics that they have?
Baby boomers, of course, are two generations prior to millennials. In between, we have the often neglected Generation X. But baby boomers have always been a very divided generation. They fought over the Vietnam War on both sides in terms of pro and con. And they have taken their cultural divides into our nation's conversation. They're responsible for the gridlock and partisanship of Washington and our politics, because boomers are very focused on values. They're very value-driven, inner-driven, ideologically oriented generation, whereas millennials are not only tend to be united in their beliefs, but they're also pragmatic idealists. They look for what works, often at the local rather than the national level. And as a result, they tend to want to get things done to make the world better as opposed to argue about it.
And how do you think this might influence the workplace in the future?
There are now these three generations in the workplace, boomers, Xers, and millennials. They're very different, each to the other, and they present a real challenge to management. Much of our corporate workforce leadership is boomers. They're workaholics. They try and motivate people through rhetoric and appeals to win-loss competitions, none of which works with millennials who want to work as a group. They're looking for win-win solutions. And both of those conversations tend to pass Gen X by, as since Gen Xers are a bottom-line, risk-oriented, entrepreneurial generation. So we have tremendous motivation and leadership challenges. Overall, the increasing presence of millennials, as you pointed out, more than one out of every three Americans, adult Americans, will be millennials by the end of this decade. Overall, their increasing presence in the workforce will cause the top-down, command-and-control kind of style of leadership that older generations favor to go out of style in favor of something much more inclusive, much more group-oriented, much more bottoms-up.
And let's bring it more closer to Michigan now. I mean, considering Michigan was a huge manufacturing state and unions held a lot of power, that's not so much the case right now. How do you see millennials really impacting Michigan?
A couple things. First of all, millennials are the only generation in public polling that expresses support for unions today, a majority support. So they, because the unions are a collective decision-making organization, they have some appeal to millennials. That does not make millennials, management versus labor confrontational type workers. Quite the contrary. They're not into confrontation of any kind. But there is an opening there for unions to regain their strength with different kinds of appeals to their potential members. And in Michigan, the current brand of politics, which is very confrontational and very win-lose, is not likely to appeal to millennials. So there does remain an opening here in the state for a change that would be more millennial-oriented. One thing that listeners might be surprised to learn is that among 20 to 29-year-olds, can't do the whole range of adult millennials right now, which would be 18 to 33 because the census doesn't do it that way. But among 20 to 29-year-olds, Detroit, Michigan, was in the top five in growth of that age group between 2010 and 2013, and Grand Rapids, the second major population center, was 13th among the 50 or so measured major metropolitan areas in the country.
And why do you think
that is? So millennials are increasing their presence in Michigan. But one thing to keep in mind is that growth rate, which was significant, over 6%, starts from a very low base. Detroit ranks 50th among 52 major metropolitan statistical areas in terms of just the absolute presence of 20 to 29-year-olds. But that is beginning to shift, and people, millennials, are coming to Michigan.
And why do you think they're coming to Michigan? Are people traveling to Michigan, or is it just people are getting older?
No, I think what you have is the ability in Michigan for people to buy a house. The affordability of housing in Michigan is dramatically better, and actually throughout the Midwest, than it is in most of the country, certainly in the coastal areas. And as millennials enter the age group, late 20s, early 30s, throughout the 30s, where people start families and settle down, they're looking for places they can afford that have some of the neighborhood amenities of single-tract housing in suburban settings. What's missing, of course, at the moment is a lot of more economic opportunity, educational, good schools, those kinds of things that would really make it attractive to millennials. But it begins, it starts with the affordability of housing.
And as you said before, that millennials are really attracted to local issues. So considering that these millennials are coming to some of our urban cores, especially Detroit and the state that Detroit's in right now, do you think that millennials will have real impact on the city looking to the future?
Yeah, we need to be careful the way the census measures that. It includes Detroit and its suburbs. But even when you narrow it down to just Wayne County, for instance, that same growth rate is present. And I think what millennials are going to bring as they settle down is obviously a greater concern for support of environmental issues and measures. They're going to be looking for more cultural amenities and maybe starting some of those themselves as they enter their entrepreneurial years. I think you're going to see them focused on fixing things at the local level, not looking to Lansing for the answer necessarily, or the state or even national government, but rather buckling down and trying to make things better at home.
So it seems like, based on your research, there's a little more to millennials than just them being lazy and entitled. Would you agree?
Well, I don't actually think millennials are either lazy or entitled, but those are the kind of epithets that generations often throw at other generations. We tend to be critical of people who don't think and behave like us, and generations differ in their behavior and attitudes. Millennials themselves will tell you that they have less of a work ethic in comparison to their workaholic baby boomer parents. And that's certainly true. It doesn't necessarily make them lazy so much as working differently. Their entitled attitude, which some people ascribe to them, comes from their very high expectations and self-confidence that we can thank their boomer parents for having the way they raised them.
Morley Winograd is a co-author of 3 books on the millennial generation. Thanks so much for your insights.
Delighted to share it with everybody, and it's great to be back in Michigan in the summertime.